Hey everyone, and welcome to the Hair Healer Podcast. I'm the host, Colleen Dixon, aka The Hair Healer. On my show, I interview clients, hairstylists, healers, friends, family, people in the beauty industry, and sometimes just a person with a story. We discuss their lives, healing journeys, astrology, inner child healing, spirituality, trauma, hopes, dreams, and everything in between. All questions are channeled to me in the moment while doing the interview. My hopes is to give a raw and uncensored view into someone's world and soul in hopes to raise the consciousness of the planet and bring connection back into the world. Now join me and let's go exchange some energies. Hey everyone, it's the Hair Healer and I can't believe it's my last episode of season one. Oh my God. First of all, I want to say thank you. And I'm so grateful for everyone who has been following along since the very beginning, all the fans that have been there since day one of the Hair Healer Podcast. I also want to thank all the new fans, all the new followers, everyone who's following along, tuning in, listening. Thank you. I love you for everyone who's participated and basically spilled their souls onto this podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm grateful for you. And I could not have made it this far. I cannot believe this. We are here. This episode is just really going to be me talking. It's going to be a recap of the entire year, the beginning of the podcast, where I was a year ago to where I am today. We're going to talk about my Saturn return and getting divorced because that's all tied into my creative project. We have so much. I have so much to catch you guys up on. And I'm also going to fill everyone in on what to expect on season two. So here we go. Wow. Again, I can't believe that I'm sitting here and I'm saying, I did this. I finished a whole season and it has been all around crazy. I don't even know where to start. But the first thing that my mind is saying is, let me just mention this before I get into what my mind is saying. As you guys know, I am a Gemini sun, a Virgo rising. So I love to talk. I also have ADHD. So sometimes I can get a little bit, my Gemini gets out and just takes over and I don't make sense. Or sometimes I can turn a story into a story. So just follow along. If you ever get lost in my words, I will promise you that I somehow always tie it back in. And you will like, oh, okay, that's where she's going with that. That's what she meant with that. But again, sometimes I can be all over the place with my thoughts. As you guys know, if you followed along, that's just who I am. And sometimes when I have to do these episodes of just me talking, I think I get nervous. I mean, I didn't even think or practice because I knew everything I needed to say would just come to me as it does in all of these episodes. You know, I know that the universe allows me to share with you guys what is needed to share and what I need to say. And I just trust that everything that comes out of my mouth is exactly what you guys need to hear. So where do we begin? This time last year, I was just getting this all started. I can remember I had the idea, I had everything, I had the clients lined up and I was sitting down, but no one to help me. How do I start a podcast? I literally Googled, how do I physically start a podcast? Okay, no one again, we start on these big dreams and right away I bought a computer, this. Everyone's like, okay, that's great. I'm really busy. I don't know if Colleen or whomever is actually going to make this dream happen. Well, nothing was stopping me. I sat there, I took a notebook and I literally Googled, okay, what's the best program to record on? What's the best microphone to have? What's the best blah, 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 computer to own? What's the best this? How do you make a podcast? How do you make a podcast popular? How do I get music? And I started to listen to different podcasts and figure out what did I like, what I didn't like, what was my flow and how do I do that? But what I knew is I wanted it to be original. This was my baby. I was taking this. I took on this podcast as a full-time job, pretty much. Not only did I take it on as a passion, I took it on as a full-time job while working and while building the Hair Healer brand and doing what I need to do to market that. So I heard Gary Vee say once, if you want to build your dreams, you all day, you have to work your job, your paying job. And then at night, you spend all night working on your dream job. And that is absolutely what I've done for the last year. Done nothing but build the brand, work on the Hair Healer podcast, and heal some hair and some souls. And I'm totally, totally grateful for that. So again, a lot of it seemed overwhelming, but each day I took a step. I had already contacted, because it was going to be at first, a YouTube on video show. And I have some prizes because that's going to be season two coming at you. But I knew at the time that was too big for what I to just start, right? I knew I needed a little more of a team. I knew I needed a little more equipment to make it sound and look good because this was my baby, right? I paid someone to make my music. I created an intro. I did everything I needed to do because this was my dream. This is my baby. And I was going to give it all. Give it all. My Virgo rising was going to work, work, work. And I was not going to show up short on this. And again, I didn't tell anyone. The only people that knew that I was creating, people knew I was creating the Hair Healer brand. I started that about 2 years ago. But the only people that knew I was creating this was my family, my clients, and the clients I had on there. And I said, the whole fall, okay, I lined everyone up. At that point, my kid's father was only getting them Friday nights. He would take them to spend the night. Now he pretty much is full-time dad, honestly, as I'm building this. But at the time, that's what it was. And I spent every single Friday night of all of fall, okay? I didn't do anything with any friends. I did nothing with anybody. And I just went to the salon, Capriati Salon, where I was currently employed, worked all day. That night, I would bring in the client. Everyone was gone, and we'd sit at the color table, and we would do the podcast. And it usually went from start to finish for me from setting up to the end was 2 hours. Usually the recording was for an hour. They left. I came in the next day, went to work. That is literally what I did for 20 episodes, okay? And no one knew because I knew I wanted to create this before I drop it. That's something I suggest. Again, some of you guys see me, you saw me create the brand in front of everyone, but when I have big things, things that I nurture, things that are my babies, things that are my projects, I like to just surprise everyone and drop it on everyone, right? And don't drop it until it's perfect. That's just my little suggestion. So again, did that, put the work in. And one of the things last year when I started out, shout out to my brother, as you guys know, he's a writer in LA, and to my sister-in-law, Camille, also out in LA, who's helped me a lot. And one of the things she said at the very beginning of this, she said, Colleen, this is your dream. This is your artistic vision. But just remember, again, they're both writers, that this may not go the way that you thought it would go. It might lead you into a different direction. It may go this way. It may go that way. So always be open to whatever direction your artistic creations go. And I said, okay. I really took that to heart. Like, total open-mindedness. I'm pretty good with that because I'm used to curveballs in the path. And I do that. So I said, I'll be open-minded to everything. Thank God, because guess what happened during this time? Again, coronavirus. I still remember, if you check out my last episode recorded at Capriati Salon, it's episode 18, I think. No, I'm sorry. It's episode 19 with Alan. That was the last episode ever recorded in Capriati Salon in the original Hair Healer format. And I remember saying, sorry if you guys can hear this sometimes in the episode, but for whatever reason, my computer like makes this noise, but it's like a horse or something. But nevertheless, I remember seeing them were laughing and I said, there is no way that this is going to shut down our country. What? Our country's like, it doesn't just shut down. That doesn't happen. That happens in like storybooks or long ago when things weren't like this. It was like the Great Depression times or whatever it is. I told myself, I said, that is not going to happen. Lo and behold, did I ever think that'd be the last episode I'd ever record there? Because as you know, I didn't go back to Capriati Salon. So again, there are so many changes that went into that. So I like to listen to that episode to think like, wow, we were all wrong with that one. And then if you keep listening from there, a couple more I had, I was like, all right, well, you know, we got about another week into this. We got another week. Now we've just accepted that this is just part of life for now, for however long it is. Eventually, though, I've said on every episode, things have to shift, things have to change, and that will absolutely happen. Who knows when that's going to happen? So again, I remained open. I could have at that moment freaked out and said, oh my God, my entire podcast, this is what I was doing. I have my clients. Now I can't see my clients. And what am I going to do? But instantly I went into grind mode. I went into 10 steps ahead, right? The rising Virgo, work, grind, and always 10 steps ahead. And I was like, what can I do next? And I instantly thought, all right, well, let's open this up. This is such a crazy time for everyone. Like, what is going on personally in everyone's world, all over the world, right? And COVID, and so many people were in such a dark time and still are in such a dark time. I said, I want to bring stories of hope, you know? There are so many other stories. All my clients had stories of hope, but I really wanted to bring some and bring them in hard right now from so many different people across the world and also bring connectedness. And all of a sudden, that ended up being hit. And next thing I know, I was recording 3 or 4 episodes a night. Not a night. That would be crazy. A week. 3 or 4 episodes a week of people all over the world for the Hair Healer podcast. And everyone's like, yeah, absolutely. I want to be heard. I want my voice. I want to share space on your podcast right now. And I was said, oh my God. And that is the new format, right? Again, I thought for sure that it was going to just be clients and it was always going to be, I knew eventually it'd have to move on to the next level. I just didn't think so fast, you know, and it did well inviting everyone. So now the new theme, the new go with all of the Hair Healer podcast is not just going to be my clients. My clients are still going to be on there. In fact, so far, three of them from season one of my clients, not like the quarantine series, but my actual clients, the original, from the original five, three of them are actually coming back for season two, and it's going to be recorded. It's also going to be on camera. What else do you have planned? It's not just going to be clients, though. It's going to be other hairstylists, salon owners, barbers, healers, friends of mine, people with interesting stories, drug addicts, anyone with a story of hope that can show the world, this is me living in my authentic truth. This is me. This is all my good, the bad, the ugly. This is me, and this is how I do this. This is me, and this is my story of hope, right? And again, it brings it. I just want to change the world in a way of just allowing people to feel like they can be themselves, be happy with their most authentic self, and bring peace and just happiness and love and acceptance of everyone. That's what I want, and that's what I want to build with the Hair Healer brand and the Hair Healer podcast. So again, whatever I can do to bring open-mindedness, to bring people together, to show different worlds, that's what I'm doing on the show, that are one of the many, many different things that I hope to bring and to bring to season two. So again, I'm going to be, I'm going to be all over the place. So far I've got fall is going to be crazy. I got about 10 lined up. Okay. So I'm really excited about this season. If you guys are listening to this also, before I forget, it's not too late to jump into and win the season one giveaway, which is a $200 Visa prepaid gift card, a free natal birth chart reading by me. We got lots of goodies from Allison and Leslie from this season, some sage. So I'm really excited to give those gifts away. So all you have to do is go review this on something. I will have more stuff up this week to remind you. And we're drawing at 8 p.m. live on Facebook and Instagram, hopefully both. I haven't figured out the technology part on that. But again, all you have to do is go. Anyone who's already left one, you'll automatically be entered. But go ahead, leave a review, screenshot it, and send it to me. Okay. That's all you got to do. And I want to give away lots of prizes. I got lots of prizes and giveaways for season two. So let's go into the second step of how my life has changed. As most of you know, I think I spoke a little bit. I speak the first 10 or 15 minutes of every episode, as most of you know. And when I left Capri Island, let me just say again, said a million times, I am so internally grateful for them. I'm grateful that my boss let me be who I am. Loved me, let me flourish no matter how crazy I seem, no matter what, and allowed me just to share space with my clients and start the Hair Healer podcast. And he just nothing, didn't ask a question, didn't even leave a peep, didn't even micromanage a thing. So how can I don't know how I'll ever return that favor, and I'm super grateful for that. But again, I had to be honest, why do I love doing hair? Okay, and I think I've shared about this before. I never gave a shit about being on behind the chairs, top, whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? All the same sort of look, the same hair, that sort of competition that always seems so vain and so fake. I just didn't really care. Again, I'm not saying if that's your mojo, cool. Honestly, that's great. Just not mine. And I had to get real. What is it? I actually love the connection. I love the healing part. I love how I make them feel more than what they see in the mirror, okay? Just by being in my energy, just by us talking, just by us having those moments. That's why I got into this. That's why I do this. That's where my passion is. My passion isn't behind all that. And I also can't get with that passion when I'm behind the chair all day long, rushing in and out of people. Yeah, I'd occasionally have my Tuesday where I can have my alone time and sit and talk with my clients, but all the other days it would never happen. So I was like, that doesn't feed my soul, right? That grind, that money, that on next thing where I bury the screwing up on half the people's hair because I'm so busy. You're not screwing up, just maybe not giving you exactly what you want. But what I care, maybe not exactly giving you how you need or deserve to feel. And that is what makes me happy. So I said, again, when I walked out of that salon, March 13th, I said, I am never, something said to me, I'm getting chills right now. I looked back at the salon door and I said, something said to me, you're never returning. Your entire life's going to be different. And I said, no way. I'll be back in 2 weeks. This is crazy. You know, that's not happening. And here we are. What is it? July 20th, 2020, 5 months later. And I did not ever return. And my whole life has changed. And it's only changing for the better. And at a very fast rate that I'm keeping trying to keep up with. Honestly, some days it feels like I'm burning the candle at both ends almost every day, but I just think this is the grind they're talking about. This is what they're talking about. Eventually, it won't be like this, but you got to put in work. And even if it's sleepless nights, I believe you got to do it for a little bit to get it up. And that's what I'm doing. So I kept going and going, and I didn't tell anyone that I wasn't going back to the salon, or even that that type of hair was even not my passion anymore. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, there's no way we're not opening this we're not opening Pennsylvania, the Philadelphia area, until after the 4th of July. And I went back to my hometown, as you guys know. I drove back there over the summer solstice. I made a video about the last 6 months have been about tearing everything down, changing our lives. And from here on out, it can be about rebuilding and we can have whatever we want. Okay. This was like a pause button, a quick reset for everyone right now. So if you haven't changed your life and you want to, it's still not too late. I'm serious. Rebuild. This is a time the universe is saying, look, you can rebuild and have anything that you want. I made that video, went into Pia, the turnpike came out. My boss called me and said, yeah, so I don't know if you heard, but we're opening next week. And I said, holy shit, I have to make this decision right now. I was not prepared to make this decision right now. And I have no idea what I'm going to do, say. But I did know what I was going to do and say. And I was going out there to have Jimmy, who's going to be on season 2. He was my original boss. He taught me the psychology of hair, the psychology of people. He taught me the street swag of hair, everything. And he always called me a star. He said I was a star and a celebrity. And when I worked with him, I was getting high, and he used to call me Lindsay Lohan. I still laugh about that. He said, Colleen, you're a star. Go follow your dreams. It will all work out. And I had to call my boss. And of course, they were nothing but loving, but also shocked and sad. And it's been a roller coaster since then. I announced the brand and the official start of the brand. If you guys are listening to this, you're getting a hair healer exclusive. I have a product line coming out. Hopefully in the next couple weeks, it's being made right now. I'm really excited about that. And again, my little hair healers out there listening, get the exclusive, and I can't wait for that. And for more details, that's all I'm allowed to say. So again, things just keep coming. The event, and what is the hair healer brand to mean? And I have a lot of things coming out with that and merging, right? As you know, right, as merging eventually the astrology, the energy healing in the hair all together. Again, I have my website being made. I have a lot of things that this is what I'm talking about. I'm building my baby. I'm nurturing my baby. And then I will release my baby to you guys, hopefully on the fall at the same time as a season 2 premiere. So again, it's going to be a busy couple of weeks, a couple of months, couple of years. I don't know. I'm excited to see where I'm at this time next year. Again, but this time last year, I was sitting on my butt, figuring out how to do everything. And then I have all the knowledge 42 episodes later, a whole quarantine later. Oh my God, I would have never seen that coming. Now we're going into the biggest part of this, and I'm going to eventually, I have it on video, shut that part down. And anyone who's watching the video, you need to go onto the podcast, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, whatever, to listen to this. I am getting divorced. My marriage was so tied into who I blossomed to be. It was tied into my creative projects, and without saying anything in a disrespectful way or really touching on anything personal in his life, I'm going to talk about it, how it transformed my life in hopefully a happy and healthy and also discreet way as possible. So here we go. As you guys know, as you're listening, I am getting divorced. He is not the father of my kids. The father of my kids is Matt, and I met him when I got clean from drugs, and we had 2 kids, and it didn't work out. We're best friends. We haven't been together for 5 years. We co-parent together. He's been through me with all my relationships, with all my rides, with all my things. How do I get into this? This was such a transformative time for me and time for the little girl inside, okay? And where do I start? I will start with this, my Saturn return. When I had met my husband, my soon-to-be ex-husband, I knew to myself, this is my Saturn return. Besides, everyone said, this isn't a good idea. I said, I need to do this. Something in my soul is speaking to this. I have my Saturn in my 5th house. The 5th house is the house of romance, children, pleasures, things we find pleasure. I have Saturn in Capricorn in there. Okay, so it's in its home sign, opposite Venus retrograde. Venus is not only our love, it's also our artistic creative endeavors. Okay. So when I met my husband, I had a very childlike, naive version of love. Okay. I had been very, very damaged in the love department. And in fact, the Hair Healer podcast was originally going to just be me going with about 5 clients and talking about their romantic life. Because a lot of times, I wish I wrote a book, one of the first things I would ask clients would be like about their relationships. And I was always trying to figure out what made it work. I never saw a healthy relationship work. I did, however, see a healthy co-parenting relationship work, but I never saw an actual healthy relationship work. So I was fascinated by the ins and outs of people and romance and why people worked and why they didn't work and why people split up and what made people happy after 20 years and all this stuff. And I was constantly fascinated on all those sides. So that was originally the Hair Healer podcast was going to be about just relationships. And I have Eileen, who's in the first 5 episodes, said she's been there from the very beginning with me from all this as client, from when this was just a seedling of an idea, she was there. And she said, you don't want to make it that limited. And I think at first I was like, I don't know that I do. You know, I sort of said something, but she said, no, you really don't want to make it that limited. I said, you're right. And then my sister-in-law said, you don't want to be that limited. I said, okay, well, I'll just open up to anything. And we went from there. So a little background, I've talked about this. God rest, my father just died 10 years ago last week. My dad was married 4 times. Him and my mom split up when I was 6. Once before my mom, 2 after my mom, and 2 live-in girlfriends. So I had much older brothers and sisters. And so at a very young age, I just sort of began to see this like rolling in and out of family. My mom really didn't date too much, but he did. And at the time I just couldn't understand. And then I just remember being young, like, oh, my first husband, my second husband, blah, blah, blah. But during that time, my dad went through a lot of emotional stuff and really like kind of had this mental breakdown. And at the time I had been, you know, he worked like crazy. He was a hardworking man, loving man. But I think at the time he was sort of lost. And I then became kind of his therapist, right? At a very young age. And again, he didn't know right from wrong, but I remember when his first girlfriend, and she was really mean. I hated her. I'm not going to say her name, but she did a lot of not nice stuff. When they broke up, I, of course, was very happy, but he wasn't. I remember him crying to me in the car. And at that point, I think because they were so busy and I felt the most needed in those times and most loved, and that began what I started to seek out in relationships without even realizing it subconsciously, right? I would seek out men who, and again, my dad was very sufficient, very hardworking man, knew how to treat a woman, even though he had a few divorces. He knew how to work hard. He knew how to raise children. He was extremely successful. So I love to say all that before that. But he also had his demons. And I can't fault him for that. But that began what I searched for and wanting to be that healer and wanting to help heal people and take care. And then it began this like obsession with men. And then we'll get into my issues, my controlling issues. I've worked a long way with that, but that's a whole other season, I'm sure. And so I would meet men, okay, in whatever way that they needed me, whether it be financially, emotionally, emotional IQ wise, in some sort of way, they just needed me, right? They had nothing, usually extremely emotionally damaged in some way. And again, they needed me. So when I met my husband, I was 29, entering right into the prime of Saturn return, and he was 41. And it was instant. It was like that little girl. He was married a few times, lots of girlfriends, kids to different women. And again, it sort of in a way reminded me, and his one daughter, I loved his daughters, and his one daughter reminded me of me, because she would, when she came into my life, again, children, childlike, I think she she was me. Like, she even reminded me of me, just the way she looked, the way she acted, the way she felt. And there was just this way of like, I wanted to sort of save myself through saving her in some sort of way. Not that she didn't need saving, let me say that, not at all, but in some way, like just wanted to welcome her and love her. And it was a way of loving me. And so he was able to love me in the sort of young little girl way, that this obsessive way, that way that I always wanted to be. And I was able to just be there and take care of him in all the ways that he needed. And again, I like to say our little children fell in love, and we married 2 months later. And It was the Lord. It transformed me again. I have no hate in my heart for this man. He transformed my soul. I will always love him. I will say again, fifth house, childlike love. Okay. I had this vision of what love was. I believed in soulmates. I believe in twin flames. I believed in all these things. And I thought in my soul that he was it. Turns out he was here to transform my soul. So again, my soul was right in a way. It just wasn't what I thought. So that sort of broke, because I don't think that's realistic. I don't think now as an adult that I think love is very important. I don't think that just love will make something last. It won't buy a house. It won't grow a family. It won't. There's just so many things, again, without getting into all the details. Not at all is he a bad person. No hate in my heart. He transformed me. Nothing but love. But it was a wild fucking ride. Wild ride. Oh my God. So about 18 months ago, something happened. And again, I don't know if I'll ever be able to talk about it. Maybe one day. I don't know. But in respect of his privacy, I really can't. So if I feel vague of some details and some things don't fit, just know that I really can't. This is a situation that most people don't have experience in. And it ended up transforming me what the start of this 18 months had happened, and ended up being the demise, not the demise, that's such a bad word, but the end, the beginning of the end of our marriage, and also the beginning of the end of who Colleen was, and sort of that broken emotional little girl who sort of ran the show a lot of the times. Yes, the CEO Colleen would come and the spiritual Colleen would come, but when it came to romantic affairs and other and affairs of the heart, I was still very naive, very emotional, and very coming from a very immature emotional spot in a lot of ways. And it ended up breaking me. It had to, there was a point where I had nothing left. It ended up shaking me to my core of identity, believing in myself, finding my truth, who I am, what I thought was truthful in life, what wasn't. Again, just like in so many ways, it literally broke me. It broke, I can't explain. It was what happened during that time was the second most traumatic time of my life in so many different ways, but it ended up, the universe had to break me in such a way to transform me and also get me to break a huge pattern. Prior to that, I was a serial monogamist. Again, one man lined up before the next one was gone, and they were all, the one after the other was worst as far as needing saved, needing healed and everything. And the universe said, which again, was a little bit my dad too, like, hey, and my mom actually, hey, you're going to end this generational curse. You're going to end this. You're going to end this right fucking now. And again, it had to be something to break, to shake my foundation, that all that was left was to transform. And so when I actually, the first episode I did on September 13th, 2019 with David Wurzel, who's coming back, it was a full moon and I was actually separated that time. So get back to the Hair Healer podcast. When I was going through the first 6 months of what had happened between this person and I, the first 6 months, I couldn't tell anyone what was going on. And I didn't know emotionally what was going on. Something that happens with ADHD is you don't quite understand. So much is going on up here that you're not quite caught up to your emotions that you are mentally. And you can get very overwhelmed. So you're just like, oh, yeah, I'm good. And then you're like, holy shit, I'm not good. And I want to jump off a bridge. That fast, all of a sudden it takes over. So I could not tell people what was happening, what was going on in my life. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't eating. It was like a very dark time. So I began to really build the podcast and write down, and I began to build the Hair Healer brand from, I began to market. I began to build my following. All I did, I have endless notebooks. I have about 10 right now of all of the Hair Healer podcasts and all the Hair Healer brand. I keep them with me. They're my babies. And I would sit and I would write all day long. I'd wake up at 4 a.m., write. And then that night I would get on, figure out what I need to do on the internet to build. And then I would write again. And so this, again, Saturn return, it was opposite my Venus retrograde. So it changed my entire career too, right? Like I went in with one career and one dream and I left my Saturn return. I left my marriage. I had this breakdown in my marriage and it transformed again. It transformed my creation. It transformed my career from all of it, you know? So there's always beauty in pain. But we weren't together then, got back together. And what I loved in myself, what I'm so proud of, and I will announce it. Again, I told you prior to this, I always had someone lined up. My husband, my soon-to-be ex-husband and I, we split up a few times in the last year. Again, it's a very complicated situation. And each time I left him without someone, I didn't have someone lined up. I wasn't talking to anyone. I was just like, leave me alone. I'm done. And I want to be by myself. And each time, I can't tell you how proud of, I feel like I'm going to cry right now thinking about it. I can't tell you how proud I am because for so long I thought that, yes, I'm independent. I can do this. I don't need a man, but I didn't realize that emotionally I still needed one. And I always would just be like, this is just who I am, to like all of a sudden just like growing and blossoming into my feminine power. And just to be like, no, I don't need that. I don't want that. I'm done taking care of men. I'm done dating men who need me on that way. This is who I am. And I'm fucking growing up. I'm CEO Colleen is growing up and showing up. And it hasn't stopped since then. It just has not stopped. Met my therapist over this year. She has changed my life. She really spoke to Colleen, right? Again, so that's what Colleen did. I took care of this person. That's what I always did until every resource from myself, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, was drained, was gone, because that's what I do. I give, 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 give. And she said no. When she met me, I had hives all over my body. I wasn't eating. I wasn't sleeping. And she brought that little girl back to life. She taught that little girl how to bring back to life. She taught Colleen, CEO Colleen, how to nurture that little girl. Because I believe, this is my opinion, that we're, especially in relationships, so much of us have not worked on things that we're constantly, whether we realize it or not, we're many different energies, just so you know. But we are constantly coming from that little person, that little hurt place who just wants the love from their mother, their brother, their dad, whatever it is. And doesn't know emotions. And so many of our parents didn't know. So we're still, we might think we're mature in so many ways, but we're not in so many ways. And so there was still this little girl that was taking over so much, and she spoke to her. So not only did I learn how to do that, I learned how to nurture her, how to love her, how to grow her, and how to give her the love she deserves from me instead of seeking it the wrong way from other people and other men. And I thank her. If you don't have a therapist, please get a therapist. It gives you like I always want to say non-denominational. I don't know. That's definitely not the right word, I don't think, but it gives you a non-biased, that's the word, opinion of your life, right? It's not like talking to your friends, because no matter what, they are going to come from a personal place. They're going to come from opinion. It's like a non-biased person. It's almost like speaking to you, your subconscious, right? You know, that reflect back to you your thoughts either way. And I found her, we connected easily. So she has ADHD. I have it. She allows me to be 10 minutes late. ADHD, it's a very common thing. It's not an excuse. We just lose track of time. And she speaks to me and she gets to me and she challenges me and she's really helped me grow. So find one. If you haven't found one, just keep looking. Or a healer, right? We say therapist, but I'm here healing people, just doing the same thing she is. I just don't have the degree. So if you haven't found a therapist, find a healer, find someone who you can talk to and can be that person for you. So that changed. So, you know, what had happened was when we got back this final time, you know, and as the Hair Healer podcast was taking off, I was a different person. And we change, and we have traumatic times, and we have hard times, and we have sad times, and those change us. And sometimes in relationships, even in friendships, jobs, we have to acknowledge that we changed and we're no longer that person we were when we met that particular person, place, job, thing, whatever. And I was grown up. I was like, this is, whoa, I'm an adult and I want none of this. And wait, what? Like, what? You know, like once she stopped running the show and just seeking these sort of validations in her own insecurities, I'm talking about little Colleen, CEO Colleen, I said, yeah, I'm different. And this just isn't working. You know, again, without getting into details, it's much deeper than that. And there was much more stuff than that. But I was different. I was transformed. Those 6-9 months had transformed me and I couldn't shake. I wasn't going to go back. You can't change. When you change, you can't unchange. When you see something, you can't unsee it. You know what I mean? It's just, that's the great thing about awareness. When you get awareness, you can't unaware it. It just happens. It's supposed to happen. That's supposed to happen in life anyway. And so again, a couple weeks into the quarantine, you know, we had decided to separate and get divorced for real this time. And hopefully that will be filed in the next couple weeks and move on from the chapter. And that will, from the first time we really saw each other in person, that will have been a whole three-year Saturn fucking return. All right. So if you're going into your Saturn return, I'll just tell you, or any emotional things, when we're in that emotional time, there are so many times I remember the best way I could describe it was like, and I would just cry. I would let myself cry. Even just last week, I was crying. And I'll tell you what my therapist said last week. But imagine I'm like a little frog. That's what I picture, and I'm stuck in this mud. You know, you see the light at the other, between the those things that are in the pond, you know what I mean, that hang out, that grow out of the pond. I would see that, and I was this little frog just trying to get through that, through the mud, but I can't. I'm stuck, and it's like effortlessly, and it's just like the mud keeps dropping. But eventually, you know, that's how it felt for like a good year. Like I wasn't moving, but yet so much change inside was happening on those times that I was on the floor crying every night, happening during those times. That's where this change, this transformation happened. You know, you don't really see it happening when you're in those hard times, when you're sinking. You see it afterwards, you know? And sorry, I wasn't expecting this, but last week I had a really hard week, and sometimes emotions are like zits, and like he had been moved out for months, you know, a couple months now. And it just was like, you think you got the whole zit out, you know? And I was like, oh my God, it's been a 19-month thing of emotional stuff. I'm ready to stop being emotional. I'm fucking done being emotional. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh wait, no, you didn't get the rest of the zit. And here it pops out. But when I went to therapy last week, she said, Colleen, she made so much sense. And maybe if you were in the same relationship type of person as I was, you might feel the same way. She's like, you're going through like emotional identity withdrawal. And I was like, what? She was like, you, that's what your job is. That's what you had made important in life. Identity is taking care of people in relationships, you know, like not yourself, not never yourself. You just meet these people and somehow take care of all of their needs. And like, and she's like, and right now, and you would make them like your child. And she's like, which is also a very Cancer Venus thing, I would just say. She's like, right now you have nothing and you haven't done it for months. She's like, you've just been learning how to nurture you, your children, and your inner, and your little child. And she's like, you're going through emotional withdrawal. She's like, you're mourning that identity. And I said, holy shit, I am mourning that identity. You know, and I can get into details as to why. I can't though, but you know, it's a little feeling and it hurts, you know? And I was just like, again, I can't understand why I'm still crying. And again, it's this identity. So much of our, half of our identity is tied up in relationships. And how do we, what part do we play? And most of us are used to playing that same part, whether it's the hero, the rescuer, the, I don't know, the healthy person, whatever. We're used to playing those parts, and it's just like a drug or what we don't identify, and it's taken out from under us. And I told you, I'm not kidding you. I've spent 16 years old doing this. And this is the longest I'm not doing it. I have no interest. I have no time between myself, my kids, and my career. It's an emotional withdrawal. And that was like, wow. Again, there was so much freedom in knowing that, you know, knowing that, oh, wow, it's not that I'm mourning this person anymore. I'm mourning that identity that I had with this person. And that was a huge, huge thing, you know? So here I am. We're going to finish this up. So almost 40 minutes of me talking. I hope you guys followed and kind of got the recap of season one of my own personal life and whatever, forever. But, all I know is that life always changes. That is guaranteed. And you have to embrace that life will change. We have to accept it, and it makes it much, much easier. And it's for a ride. But something I know is no matter what you're going through in life, it is here for your transformation, right? Like, I bet you when you would have told my mom or my sister when I was on the streets of Pittsburgh shooting up heroin and smoking crack at age 21, 22, that like, oh, this is happening because in like 10 years, she's going to have a podcast and she's going to help lots of people and she's going to do this, this, and this. And who knows what else I'll do with that knowledge I gained on from addiction. They would have said, hell no, right? But like, we have to go, most of the time, most light workers go through the dark, or then I went through all these horrible relationships to one day help people not get there. I don't know what it is, but there is a purpose to our pain. The biggest purpose of it is to transform our soul. And what I learned is, instead of hiding from the pain, instead of going out through one of my vices, instead of flirting with a man or whatever, instead of just doing what that is, what I learned is instead to feel and cry. And I hate crying. I hate the feeling of reactions inside of me that aren't happy and positive. I know how I can react. I was always a very reactive person. So just allowing myself to cry when I feel like this is never going to end, and this hole in my heart and this pain in my heart isn't going to end. It does, you know, or at least shifts for a few days and then it comes back. But eventually you're not crying the same stuff you're crying over 3 years ago. You're not even crying over the same thing you're crying over 2 years ago. You know, that's just how the way life goes. I'm excited to see what this next year holds for me. It's going to be busy. It's going to be all over the place and it's going to be crazy, but it's going to be done the hair healer way. I'm sure I got to get it. I think I've been pretty professional, but my kid's father was reminding me these last couple episodes have been a little late. He's like, you know, when you have a really, really big following, they're going to be expecting your episodes every Monday. So you have to make sure they're there every Monday. Instead of being like, oh, I'm tired, I'll just release it on Tuesday. So again, second season, bringing it in, getting a little more serious, trimming the fat on whatever it is I need to do and reshaping it. Lots of surprises for it. It's also hopefully I'm setting it up to be also on camera and on location. I'm really excited about it. Again, I don't know how I can express to all of you who have supported me from the very beginning, to have supported me now, who have just sat and supported me in any sort of way, and there's so many of you, how I will ever thank you guys enough. I don't know. You know, you're helping me live my dream. You're helping me find my dream. Each time you guys share this episode, you tell a friend about it, you like my post, you are helping me follow my dream every single time you do that. Every time you listen to this episode, you're helping me follow my dream. So I'm grateful for you, because without that, without you guys, I wouldn't be here 40 some episodes later. I wouldn't be here talking about a second season. I wouldn't be here with all this love, support. There's been so, so, so many things. Oh, I'll share this happy story and end it on this. Again, my dad died, but I feel like he has been here through my entire, he's always saving my ass from the other side, but been here through so much of this. As you guys know, I got the Philadelphia Inquirer episode or report or whatever. I was in the paper, Philadelphia Inquirer. And everyone's like, oh, and on the internet, how'd you get that? Blah, blah, blah. So I reach out to everyone all the time because I think people are going to say yes or no, and you never know the answer. So, or they just won't answer. So I always ask, and I'll reach out to papers, magazines, and I'll just say, oh, I have this podcast, blah, blah, blah. This time I was on my phone in the morning on Facebook, and I click a news article, which I never do. And it was about a Philadelphia restaurant owner and what he was doing to like stay afloat during the quarantine. And I read the entire thing, which again, ADHD, I never do. And I got to the very bottom and it said, if you have an interesting way of making money during COVID, please reach out to me, blah, blah, blah. So I emailed him. I said, hi, I'm a hairstylist. I lost my job. I'm not making any money yet, but I have this podcast that's like my passion. It's my baby. And I explained to what it was. He got right back to me like an hour later, emailed me back, and he said, which shocked me, and he said, hey, this isn't really my department. I'm in just the food and bar, but I'll forward it to my editor. I thought, okay, wow, I didn't even think he was going to get back to me. So thanks for being nice. Like, of course he's not going to forward it. Like, and, you know, I didn't think anything of it. I was happy he emailed me back. So at the time, my phone broke, lost my number, so I wasn't really answering my phone. I don't like to answer it anyway, but I wasn't answering it when people were calling. And 2 days later, I said, oh, crap, I got to check my voicemail. And I checked it, and it was like, oh, hey, Colleen, this is Kevin, blah, 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 from Philadelphia Inquirer. Someone sent me your podcast. I'm loving it. I've been listening to it, and I want to do an episode, an interview with you. And I said, it was like midnight. I sat straight up. I said, holy shit, what? And how did I miss this call? Called him right back, like 7 a.m. the next morning. I swear it might have been 8. And it was the weekend of my birthday. He said, can you interview this Saturday? It was like a Thursday, and he said, can you interview this Saturday? I said, yeah. Obviously, it was over the phone because of COVID, day before my birthday. And we had a 2-hour interview. It was supposed to be an hour interview. And it's one thing for you guys and my family and my friends and clients to be like, this is amazing, blah, blah, blah. You know, you're never going to tell me if it sucks. You'll tell me if it needs approved, but you'll never say if it sucks. And this man was like, who again had no affiliation with me, was like, wow, this is really good. And you should be really proud of yourself. And you've come this and you've done this with your life and the podcast. It was so creative and just going in and a ton of compliments. And it felt like it was my dad. All right. Like it felt like it was this gift from him. I feel like I'm getting emotional again. And it was like, I'm so proud of you. You put all, you know, when he died, I was in my heroin addiction. And so he always believed in me finding my way. And so it felt like the way it happened, it just was so magical. It just felt like it was him saying, good job, I'm proud of you, and I love you. And so that's how that happened. Sorry, I don't know why I'm so emotional. It's the last episode. I think, again, so many changes. I'm just so happy. I'm so proud of myself. I graduated high school with like 70. I graduated high school at like 70 out of 75 people, maybe like 65. But, you know, I fought hard against society norms for a lot of ways to get here. I didn't go to college. I didn't, you know, nothing. I just fucking pure passion and emotional intelligence. So I'm just emotional and I'm thankful and I'm grateful and I love you all. I guess I'm going to end this now. If you want to follow along and find out when season 2 is going to happen, probably at beginning of October, don't have a final date yet, a set date, please follow along to my Instagram at thehairhealer1111 or on Facebook, Colleen Dixon. Follow along. I will be updating weekly on just my own life, astrology, the podcast, wherever I'm going. So follow along there. If you want to email me, you have interest in being on the second season, you have a question, email me, thehairhealerpodcast@yahoo.com. Sorry, my nose is stuffy now that, not corona, my nose is stuffy now that I was just crying, but I love you all. I'm signing off for the last mother effing episode of season 1, y'all. We did it. I did it. We did it. I could have not done this without any of you. I love you all. Thank you and goodbye. Till we meet again on the second season, baby. Mwah. Love you all.